A French rescue team has arrived in Algeria to help in the search for survivors of Wednesday's powerful earthquake, which struck near the capital, Algiers. Authorities there say more than 1,000 people were killed and more than 7,000 injured. BBC reporter Ian McWilliam reports the city of Boumerdès was the worst hit by the quake.
The desperate search for survivors goes on in Algeria a day after the worst earthquake in more than two decades. It's not known how many people may still be alive beneath the wreckage of collapsed buildings, but officials fear the death toll will continue to rise. The quake struck as many people were at home for the evening, and scores of apartment blocks simply collapsed, killing residents or trapping them under tons of concrete. Paul Debenden of the Reuters news agency in Algiers described the difficulties faced by those searching through the rubble, often with their bare hands.
Most of the casualties are in the east of the capital, in smaller towns where destruction is just devastating. There's a lot of people buried under the rubble. It's difficult to tell whether they're dead or alive. Houses that have completely collapsed, like a house of cards. There's nothing left. So authorities have to use bulldozers, huge equipment to try to pull apart these huge slabs of cement, and they're using as well rescue dogs to sniff to try to find bodies.
Local hospitals are struggling to look after the thousands of wounded. With hospital buildings damaged by the quake, some patients have had to be treated in the open air. Medical staff are doing what they can. We've received some wounded who we've treated and released, but others have been evacuated for treatment in more specialist centres, says this doctor. But for many, it's already too late, and state television has shown lines of bodies wrapped in sheets and blankets laid out at hospitals and morgues. Some residents say the high death toll is the result of shoddy construction methods, and they accuse the authorities of not enforcing proper building standards. Dr. Pascal Bernard, a seismologist who monitored the earthquake in Paris, says that Algeria is a recognized earthquake zone, and poor construction has almost certainly contributed to the scale of the destruction.
The Algerian government knows that there is a mapping, a seismic hazard zonation, but people are building fast because there is a boom in the demography, and so there is not much control on the way buildings are really built, and probably most of the new buildings are weakly protected against earthquakes.
Foreign assistance has been arriving to aid the Algerians, with rescue workers, food, blankets and medicines now on their way. But many hundreds of families are now homeless, and the quake survivors have to worry about getting food, water and shelter. Algeria's last major earthquake in 1980 killed 3,000 people. The authorities can only hope the toll will not rise so high this time.
BBC reporter Ian McWilliam in Boumerdès, Algeria.